Welcome to It Sounded Like a Good Idea at the Time, the weekly podcast about, what are we about?
Women stuff.
Lots of things. We're like the junk drawer
like
of your brain.
It's office when I say it that way.
It does. The gynecological podcast you've been asking for. We're not experts talking about miscellany.
There you go.
My name is Caroline.
And I'm Hannah.
And we're super glad that you joined us today.
Yeah, we are. It's nice and hot and humid here. Not too hot, just like humid.
I feel sticky at all times.
Yeah. When I lived in Florida, I used to say that anytime you walk outside in the summer, it's like walking into a hot, wet sponge.
That sounds miserable.
Yeah, it's miserable being pregnant in that. And I'm getting those vibes here.
Yeah, it's like you have to chew the air.
Yes, exactly. It's like gross. You can't like open the door without smelling.
No, it's terrible.
That's what we're dealing with here.
Okay, so I do have a confession.
All right.
It's not even a confession. I have something to say.
Okay. My turn to talk now.
Okay. Are you finished? I had a Diet Dr. Pepper yesterday.
Oh,
this today?
Snacking.
No, I'm no, just I'm no. Just I'm not Don't
judging.
Shame me.
I'm not shaming you. I am.
Okay, today would mark 3 weeks since my last DDP experience.
Would.
Yeah. But, okay, yesterday was not a great day. I announced last week that I had been off my Zoloft for like a month. And I kind of decided yesterday that maybe that wasn't working out for me quite the way that I thought that maybe it had been. And like, I just felt very on edge with my mental health and like, to the poor edge of things.
Yeah.
So anyway,
then drink your Diet Dr. Pepper.
Okay, well, that's how I felt. Yesterday was just, it was bad at some point, like between these events that we had going on. And really, I was just so tired of thinking about it because I've really enjoyed not having Diet Dr. Pepper. I'm not going to go back to it.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Not going to go back to it. However, I just want one less thing to think about or one less rule to think about.
Yeah.
And so when I was thinking about it every day, it would be like, oh yeah, that sounds great, but don't do it. And yesterday I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'd really like one. I can be a responsible adult.
I can have this while they get my prescription filled.
That's right. Well, and before I've tried to like mandate it per day, like, okay, I'll have one in the morning, but none at night.
Yeah.
And then that slowly like accrued. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to put a rule on it. But if I'm like today where I can't stop thinking about it,
I'm going to lose my freaking mind.
I'm going to have
drink the Dr. Pepper.
Okay. It was more delicious than I remembered. So that's one thing. People said that it wouldn't taste as good, but here's the thing. I can actually taste it now.
That's a lie. Yeah, exactly.
Because I've like cleansed out my palate from all the chemicals. Can taste it now. Tasted delicious. But I got a killer headache within an hour of drinking it that lasted until today. So I'm like,
I should also introduce you to ibuprofen at some point.
Okay, sure. That sounds neat.
Modern medicine is a marvel.
Well, I felt like I needed to live in my misery to remind me.
Yeah, fair.
So anyway,
just like medicating every symptom. So like Tums and ibuprofen and just keep drinking the Diet Dr. Pepper.
Not great. So anyway, I'm trying to we try to normalize breastfeeding. I do my part in that, but normalize diet
my boobs
soda
everywhere.
Everywhere. You want to see a nipple? I got one for you.
I got two. Which, good ones.
Yeah. Real good. So yeah, that's where I am with
that's good. You know, that's how I feel. So I love Coke, a cola. And I will save it for a special occasion.
Yeah.
Like if I've been doing something super active, I'm trying to think of like a good example.
Gardening really hard.
If I garden, I have a Coke. No, but I mean, like if I don't remember why, but it's if I've like been doing something really hot. Okay, for instance,
strenuous.
You're walking around a theme park all day and it's like super hot.
Oh, that
That's
sounds
what I mean.
Delicious.
So like then you have a Coke with your meal, obviously, because I'm not an alien.
Right.
Or I have it at the movie theater.
Oh, that's good.
So anytime an Avengers movie comes out, I have a Coke. So that's how many times a year.
That feels also like that's when they up the Coca-Cola advertisement. So
it is. Yeah, because you're in there in the theater and like they play that like cola like scent. And I'm like, get to the concession. So it works on me. But yeah, I mean,
so
I
my
just
special
do it for
occasions,
those special things.
My special occasions now are not losing my shit.
Which is fair.
And
it's a special occasion for a mom.
I've yet to determine the other special occasions. Yeah. But anyway, I felt good about it.
Movies, and then you'll never have one.
Well, it used to be like going to Target, I'd grab one.
Right. Getting in the car, special occasion.
Always. So anyway, now we have our seltzer water here. And
yeah, you've introduced me to the concept of the car drink. And
it's so good.
I appreciate that addition to my life.
I never don't have a car drink. So free tip, everyone. Always have a drink in the car. It's great.
If you're not car drinking. You're doing everything wrong.
Speaking of nothing, I read a great book that I've been so excited to tell you about.
Yes.
So usually like my books, I'll start it and it kind of lingers over some time because I'll read like 9 pages and then fall asleep.
Yeah.
I started on Thursday or Friday a book called Rush by Lisa Patton.
Woman author. Love it.
Yep. Finished it yesterday.
Oh.
I found out that my Kindle syncs to my phone. Yeah. So at
it's
red
a whole
lights.
New world
yeah,
for you. Oh my
well,
God.
Well, at red lights, instead of like doing a quick scroll through Instagram,
sure.
I'd like read a page.
Oh.
Anyway. It was
Shut
so
up,
good.
Girls.
Girls. Mommy needs to read. Anyway, it's great. So it's the story of a sorority house at Ole Miss. Okay. But it's, you know, I like stories that are like multiple characters.
Yeah.
And so it talks about the staff who is African-American. Mm-hmm. It follows a white pledge, but who's from like, quote unquote, white trash.
Okay.
And then I'm not saying that. That's what it's saying. Uh-huh. And then like an alumna of the sorority who's like very well to do. And it talks about like class relations, race relations, all like during sorority rush at Ole Miss.
Is it like modern day?
Yes. It was written in 2016 and like takes place in 2016.
Okay, cool.
Loved it.
I will check that out for sure.
Yeah, it was really good. Great.
It sounds like something my sister-in-law would like too, because she doesn't do anything that doesn't take place in modern day.
Oh.
So.
All right. Well.
Send her that link.
Yeah, it's great. So I highly recommend it. You know, I don't like hype books, so it's yeah. not. I haven't
heard of it. Yeah.
I think the library app recommended it to me, oh. and they were not wrong.
Was the author again? Rush by
Lisa Patton.
Lisa Patton. So look it up, everyone.
Yeah. What else is going on with women?
Here's what's going on with women.
Okay.
The Women's World Cup is on.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite.
I hate soccer
event.
So much.
It is amazing.
Okay.
It's so good. So I learned today that there's only three teams in the whole World Cup, which this part of the tournament takes place between 24 countries.
Mm-hmm.
Only three teams that do not have a player on their team that has not played in the U.S.
Oh,
mostly
wow.
for college.
Wow.
Our soccer team here for women is really strong.
Mm-hmm.
And our women's team is incredible.
Like, yeah.
They've come together in the last several months and have brought a lawsuit to the National Soccer League, the United States National Soccer Governing Body, the uh-huh. United States, like our soccer governing body.
We got
out.
There.
And they are basically saying that they're not being represented equally. They're not receiving mm-hmm. equal pay. And the thing is, they are multiple world champions.
Yeah.
They won the last time, and they've won at least three times total.
For sure.
And they are playing, as we're recording this, they're playing tomorrow at 3 p.m. for the first time. By the time this comes out, their next game is June 16th at noon.
Okay.
And they're playing Chile, and it's just really like they are role models.
Yeah.
And honestly, what I like about women's sports is you just see all kinds of women represented.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I mean, the diversity on that team is
yeah.
amazing.
And all the teams, you can kind of see any like different representations from all countries.
Mm-hmm.
Like some women present as more masculine, some are super feminine, mm-hmm. and some are just super athletic. Like, some are very yeah. athletic looking. Some don't really look athletic. Some of them you'd see them and be like, oh, you're an athlete.
Yeah.
Some of them you're like, you're an athlete. But I think that's awesome.
Yeah. No, I wish that I liked soccer. I played soccer for 12 years and I
find
hate
a channel.
It.
12 years is a dedication for
yeah.
something you don't like.
Yeah. Well, here's why. I was not good at soccer. So
okay.
I was a goalkeeper.
Oh, that's the highest pressure position on the team.
Not if you play for a really good team, because
okay.
then you just stand there,
there you
which
go.
Is what I did.
Hopefully what our goalie will be doing tomorrow at 3 p.m. against Thailand.
Well, the thing is, I would just stand there and watch the game.
And you're like, these guys are awesome.
No, I was like, this is the most boring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it all took place on the other half of the field.
Right.
And other
you don't
than
even
like,
have a good vantage point.
Well, other than like 3 minutes of the game, I was doing nothing but standing and watching
right.
soccer.
Are you a good goalie?
I played goalie.
I was located in the goal.
Yeah. So when I played for my high school, we won every game. In
okay.
fact, only one goal was scored on us.
Oh.
And that was by me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I own gold.
So I was going to tout your shutout record, but...
Well, clearly it shows what a good player I am.
Yeah,
that I
most of it is good.
I couldn't shut out myself.
Yeah, yeah. I gotcha,
you know that
Caroline.
Episode of The Office where Dwight is like
yeah.
doing karate against himself?
Yeah, yeah.
That was me and goal. But the teams before that, we did not win one game. So
interesting.
You can say whether it's me or not.
Yeah, I won't. You won. You crushed it. You had lots of shutouts. That's
Anywho,
what I'm getting from that.
I like about 3 minutes of soccer and then I'm just
yeah.
done.
Well, I read something, a good piece recently, and I wish I had saved it, about participating in, basically like watching and engaging in women's sports being a political act.
Oh, interesting.
Which I really liked because, and it might have even been an article shared by the U.S. team. Our Instagram handle is USWNT. So if you want to
not ours,
that.
We have CLT Yum Mums. Good idea, pod.
Again, did not agree to that one.
The women's soccer team has.
The women's soccer team is USWNT. The men's is USMNT. And they are world champions, getting paid much less than the men who didn't even qualify for the last World Cup.
Which is insane.
Garbage.
Well, that makes me think of...
They're not garbage. It was upsetting. That was a garbage situation for us as a country to be in.
Good.
Something we're unfamiliar with.
Good. Well, you sent me something today on Instagram that to make a man's pay during the course of a year, a woman has to work 160... Mom.
Working moms.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically working moms.
It's have to work 161 days more to achieve that level
of
pay.
So, today, June 10th, is working moms equal pay day. Because, you know, there's equal pay day. Like, women's equal pay day was a little while ago. Mm-hmm. That's for specifically white women, women of color, black women, Latinx women, and Asian women have different...
Days.
And then working moms is like it's all categorized differently. So today, June 10th, is the day that like working moms have to get to.
In order to have made
the same amount that men made in 2018.
That's ridiculous.
And so it's cool. Someone who's playing for Jamaica's team is was on Instagram. I followed her and she's like, she's sitting there with her 9 month old.
Well,
she's playing
for
a national team.
Well, I was about to say that too. Like watching the moms play is like jaw dropping. And that's how I feel. I do really like tennis and.
Oh, yeah.
Wimbledon, I love when I see is coming up this and the U.S. Open. But when I see moms competing at that high level and I'm like, well, I did 20 minutes on the elliptical the other day. So sit down.
Call me Serena. I like to see it too. This is the only time in my life you will hear me say turn on Fox.
Okay.
It is on Fox Sports and Fox Sports 1.
Okay.
So check it out. Follow it somehow. Somehow support it because...
I'll support it with some likes. I'll support it with thinking about it.
That's it.
I'm not going to watch a game.
That's fine.
I might turn one on so they get the ratings.
Yeah, that's fine. Turn it on so they get the ratings.
Can I borrow your Apple TV so I can stream it?
I need both of them.
Dang
I
it.
Need them both on.
Okay. So I'll think about it.
Anyway, support our women. Support any women from any country. There are lots of cool stories. Support women's sports. All of them.
Yeah, that's great.
Support women, bottom line. All right, podcast over.
And we're out. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break and come back and hit it with our good idea topic of the day.
Sounds great. Okay, so.
Yeah.
I didn't love Diet Dr. Pepper coming back in my life, but.
Except you did love the flavor. And
yeah, sure. There was
the
a
aftermath.
There was a lot I loved about it.
Yeah.
What I did also really love was that quick hit of caffeine.
Yes.
But it's not coming back in my life. I need another source of caffeine.
You need something low-cal.
Do you have any ideas of where I could get some caffeine?
I have something.
Okay. Lay it on me.
Come over to my house in the morning.
Okay. How early? What
just
time?
Come in. Oh. I don't know. There'll be kids in my face at 6:30.
Done.
So
also Caroline
come
in your
in.
Face.
Hey!
Welcome to the rest of your life.
Yeah. I will have some fresh Lineage coffee made for you.
Okay.
I will have to make more because you, me, and Passan. Probably
yeah,
David, too.
Sure. It's a nice little...
Best way to start my day. I can't not... I was looking at the Enneagram thing today again. Amanda and I were talking about the Enneagram, and it was like, addictions of an Enneagram.
Oh.
And it was like, caffeine, cocaine, amphetamines. And I'm like, oh, well, that was a jump. Like, what?
That's a nice little stroll over to
yes, I do need, like, 2 to 3 cups a day of this, but, like, I don't know.
Yeah, but wait till you try amphetamines.
I don't know that the next step is, like, cocaine. Like, I have some questions about that site. But anyway.
Well, thankfully, Lineage will probably keep you off of that track.
Yes, because of Lineage, I do not have to do coke.
You don't need
or
anything
meth.
Harder.
Yeah. So if you don't want to do coke or meth.
Great. You heard it here first, folks.
Fresh craft coffee roasted just to perfection. We don't want to open the bag and see a whole bunch of black beans. That is not going to be the best flavor.
Because that's not what you ordered. You ordered coffee beans.
Crushed it. Anyway, you want good coffee, this needs to be the coffee you try. LineageRoasting.com, code a good idea for 20% off your first order. Let us know if you try it. Let us know if you love it. Take a picture and prove it to us with your super wide awake, glorious faces.
That's right, because we don't believe you otherwise.
No, that's definitely not. We need proof. So, Pixar didn't happen. Try Lineage. LineageRoasting.com.
Okay, so here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm about to turn 33.
Ooh.
I've really enjoyed most of my years on Earth.
What are the 30s like?
Oh, come on. You are a douche nozzle. Anywho, when I think back, there are particularly 3 years of my life that I did not enjoy.
Okay.
Fourth, fifth, and sixth grade.
Oh, interesting.
Character building years for me.
Sure. Okay. Did you not like them while you were in them?
Oh, yeah, because I got beat up.
What?
Sorry. Physically assaulted.
I mean, okay. That's fine. That's still where my mind went.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't enjoy those years.
What happened?
Well,
did you get beat up? That's awful.
Fourth grade, I was just shunned heavily. Fifth grade,
because...
I don't know. I was new in school. I was anyway, there was a girl, if you're listening, you know who you are.
Yeah.
Should I say the name? I will say the name.
Okay, say it. Or should we maybe not last name her? We'll just go with the first name.
All right, Elizabeth L.
Yeah. Yikes, I mean.
Anyway, wasn't great for me. Really hated it. Fifth grade, went to a new school. Mm-hmm. Same kids, but went to a new school. Became a safety patrol officer.
Ugh.
Took my job.
I'm making a cringe face emoji.
Very seriously.
That isn't obvious.
Yeah, took my job very seriously.
Yeah.
It escalated.
Yikes.
Physically. Twice.
Yikes.
Sorry for trying to protect your hallways, Nathaniel Alexander.
Is that?
That's a school.
Okay. I'm like, again, I don't
again,
know
names.
If we should.
No. Then sixth grade, went to another new school.
What's happening?
Yeah. Went from a public school to a small private school, coming in middle school.
Ugh.
Not great.
Middle school's already touchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And these kids have been together since like kindergarten.
Oh, that's
it was poor.
Yeah.
Things rebounded after that, but
it was poorly.
Okay. Well, also, are you Elizabeth L? Did you change your name?
Him is my middle name.
Anyway, things were great before. Mm-hmm. Things were great after. But boy, do I have a lot to say to little Caroline of those 3 years.
Did you go somewhere new in seventh grade? Or things just were okay?
Oh, things were better. People
were not,
you know, submitted
nozzles
to my charm. And
sure.
It was great.
Okay. Yeah. So
rode real high in eighth grade.
Right.
Fine in ninth grade. Switched schools again. 10th
okay.
grade.
You sound like
great.
You were in a WITPRO, but whatever.
Who said I wasn't?
Witness protection. Is it WITSEC? WITSEC.
I don't know. I knew what you were talking about with WITPRO.
Sure. Well, I'm pretty.
What is WITSEC?
Witness security?
I don't know.
I don't know. Is. I'm trying to remember what they last said on White Collar. Anyway, so if you as an adult now could go back and tell 4th, 5th, and 6th grade Caroline something. Some things.
Well, definitely chill on safety patrol.
Sure. Maybe don't take the job.
Yeah, just don't. Leave the orange vest where you found
yeah.
it.
What
you don't need
that. What a D-bag move to give a child the role of safety patrol. Because, like, you're obviously making that kid the pariah.
Yeah, well, I was in the highest visibility spot, which I felt like was a great compliment.
Sure.
And
you
probably
would
was.
Feel that way.
Well, my friends were the teachers. So.
When you got on a bus, where were you trying to sit?
Okay, there weren't open seats on the bus really for me. There was like one seat
okay.
that I could sit.
Okay.
It was fine.
Okay. Was it in the front?
Was not in the front.
Okay.
It was in the back. Okay. I didn't belong with the back of the busers. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's where I sat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't my crowd.
Okay.
They were rougher than I was.
Right.
It was an easy target, you know,
oh,
that kind of thing.
Okay, okay.
Mostly we rode carpool, better option for me.
Right.
But, you know, I felt like I did a decent job. I felt like during that, like feeling really positive. Like
yeah.
I remember my mom asking me at one point, like, how are you feeling about like you, you know, I think
right.
trying to tell like, do I need to go see somebody?
Yeah.
And I was like, great.
I'm amazing.
Great,
these
totally fine.
Idiots have literally no idea how
yeah.
amazing I am.
But like, I also want to like hug my little self because
yeah.
I think that already we've talked about like I needed like approval to a huge degree from people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that those years served to make me like crave it
yeah.
even more once I had it. And it really launched me to start feeling less secure about my friendships because when I got
oh.
them after that, everything felt contingent on something because
right.
I didn't have them for at that point in my life, it was like this portion that felt like a pretty big percentage of my life to date. Right. And so now I want to be like, it is okay. It's like, okay. It is okay.
Yeah.
What happened during those years does not define right. the relationships that you choose
right.
in other years.
So you would tell yourself, like, maybe ease up. Be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I used to get a small lecture on my way to school every day that was like, less is more.
Right.
Less is more. And I think
obviously that did not get taken to heart.
No. I heard it, didn't marinate on it, rejected it. But I do think that there is part of it, like, dial it down a little bit. It does right. not mean not being true to yourself. But I think,
right.
like,
yeah.
I walked in every room, like, just expecting people to, like, love me because they always had. And, right. like, I had no idea how to read the room of, like, mm-hmm. you don't need to force yourself on anybody.
Right.
Like, just, yeah. you can be confident without, like, being overbearing.
yeah.
that I was there. But do you have an age that you wish you could talk to yourself of, like, boy, I would love to talk to that Hannah?
I guess there are little things throughout all my years up until, like, lately, because now I've reached peak me.
Yeah, well, because you're about to turn 30.
Obviously. This is basically, I'm at my highest level.
Yeah, and you'll never be better than this.
Well, I'm never going downhill after this.
Okay,
I'm sure. at the top of my Everest.
You are camping on Everest.
yeah, this is where I exist.
Hope that altitude sickness doesn't get you.
I'll be fine. but anyway, if I was trying to tell myself something throughout the years, it would be like a little less trusting of people.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Not in like a dangerous way, but just in like a...
Like, don't get in the van.
No, I would, again, like, less dangerous. Okay. I don't believe that I put myself in physical danger.
Sure.
Just in that, like, just worry about myself more.
Yeah.
Like, worry about what I think more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I've ever had a confidence issue, but I think I didn't exude, like, I think I put out a lot more self-confidence now than I did then.
Interesting.
Because I am more self-confident now.
Yeah.
And part of that comes from being a mom and having kids. Like, that's what's given me a lot of confidence.
It gives you some perspective, I think, when you see yeah. your kids.
And I just feel like I can't be broken at this point. like
they try every day.
Hit me with, like, literally anything. And you can't force that on someone. But, like, I know people who are, like, young people
mm-hmm. yes.
now who are just, like, radiate that.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, I wish that I would have been the person to, like, radiate self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I didn't, like, if I would tell my young self anything, it would be like, fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Like the self-confidence
yeah.
thing. And to act like things don't bother me more. Even if they do. Like, it's mainly like mm-hmm. what you put out there. That's what I would, yeah, like, I think, go with.
Yeah. Like, have more of a poker face about it.
Have more of a poker face and, like, just be cool. Well, again, like we're telling little Caroline. And like I would say, like, high school. Like, I would tell high school Hannah to be cool and also to not go with the flow regarding things that I was just taught.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's like, you know, look up why you believe what you believe and, like, yep. really get to the bottom of it and don't just think, like, because these are the ideals that you're taught, that this is the thing that you have to, like, go with. Because there were moments when I got to college that I just kind of spurted out things that in my high school crowd would have been, like, rallying cries. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, immediately, like, put down politely.
Yeah.
Which those people did not have to be that way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, well, if I had just, like, researched that a little more, I could have saved myself some embarrassment.
Well, no, I think that's fair. Well, and, you know, I do think that there are echoes of, like, what I would tell myself then that probably I bear repeating now, but it is interesting mm-hmm. to see, like, where I am. Like, I do feel like in a bid to be authentic, I need to put all of myself out there, like, mm-hmm. all the time, which I know is exactly what I did in, like, those real character building years.
Right.
And so it is still a reminder to myself, but I am now more secure, like, dialing back and without feeling fake, you know, like,
yeah.
I don't lead with everything all the time. You
yeah,
know?
That's a good point. Authenticity is a good, sorry to interrupt.
No, please.
Authenticity is a good thing to, like, kind of ruminate on
mm-hmm.
because I think I went through that a lot when I was younger as well, because, you know, when you're in your, especially when you're in your, like, late teens and early 20s, you're really trying to figure out, like, who you are.
Yeah.
So you're like, well, I can't react calmly because I'm not calm. So
oh,
if I'm
right.
not going to, like, that's not being true to myself. But, you know, as you get older, you kind of figure out, like, all right, different situations call mm-hmm. for different things. And, like, wise women have taught me all these different things in the past. So, and my dad. you know, have taught me like all the like different ways that, you know, there are different ways to react to things. And it also just takes going through things. Like even when I was first in the workforce.
Yeah.
Back then I just like thought I knew everything.
Oh, definitely.
And like, I just thought like I could handle these people. And like, mm-hmm. I had a very wise boss. And I think I've talked about her before, who would say, like, sometimes I would just get so frustrated at the way other people did things. And I would just kind of like to her privately, because she was a safe space, like go yeah. off. And I was like, and I'm going to save. And she's like, no, we're not going to say that. This is not how we treat. Like,
yeah.
this person has earned like such and such level of like respect. Like, you have to view them in that way. Like, right. you cannot go over there and go off on this person right yeah. now.
And I think that I have learned, and this has been like probably finding a middle ground between course correcting.
Yeah.
That even like I would probably tell myself this like of 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. But, you know, growing up, I was very emotional about lots of things. Mm-hmm. And then in an effort to not be led by my emotions, I probably viewed things with zero emotion. Okay. And now I think I've settled into this place of, it's so okay. We kind of talked about this with Jen when she was on the podcast with us, of it's okay to acknowledge your feeling about something, but not be led by that emotion.
Yeah.
So like, especially in a work situation or yeah. even like in a close friend or like or if a family member setting. Has hurt you. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
it is okay to feel like, okay, I'm angry or I'm sad or I feel really hurt, but not have it define. Like for me, if somebody hurt my feelings, all I would view that relationship as is a relationship that hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, well,
there no. was value to be had there yeah. as well.
But in high school, I course corrected to being like, I'll get my feelings hurt over and over again if you'll just still be my friend.
Right.
You know, and so now it's like, okay, well, I can pick and choose what's serving me mm-hmm. and like actually feeding me and make some really more discerning decisions of, is this relationship one that is worth that effort? Because
yeah.
some friendships you do put more into and some are more, you know, like, self-sustaining. And before, kind of hearkening back to that like fourth, fifth and sixth grade, any relationship felt like if they're my friend, I have to do everything possible to keep them.
Right.
Now it's like, okay, well, that's not necessarily true. And it's okay. Right. It doesn't mean that either of you messed up. It's
yeah.
just
it the seasonality is close.
Yeah. And now we don't have it anymore.
Yeah. Another thing I would tell my younger self, like later, I would say like early 20s self, is I wish I had found my drive sooner.
Oh, okay. That's really good.
Yeah. And I would also say, like, don't take, in many situations, don't take the first thing that's offered to you.
Oh, okay.
Like, whether that's relationships or a job or just in general, like, I tend to go towards, like, the lower hanging fruit that's mm-hmm. easily accessible.
Yep.
And you don't do that, I've noticed. Like, you tend to, like, go for something like higher, something yeah. that you deserve.
Sure.
So like what I guess the what it boils down to is like know your value.
But you know, I had to learn that the hard way because so I graduated a semester early and my goal was to have a job before I graduated.
Okay.
It ended up working out really well for me because I was supposed to graduate in May 2008, which is when the economy really crashed. And a right. lot of my friends who graduated then, like it took, they had to go to grad school and they had to do these things because there yeah. were not jobs.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I graduated in December 2007, but had lined up a job in October 2007 mm-hmm. to start like the week after I graduated. But when they called to make me an offer, I was feeling, I let my drive say yes before I really evaluated it. Mm-hmm. It was still a great job, but when they called me, they offered me like $24,000. I mean, that's like $0.
Yeah.
And I was like, yep. Because again, I was so afraid that if I said no mm-hmm. or tried to negotiate or whatever, that that job would not be there.
Yeah.
And so it's like, yeah, I had to learn the hard way because even getting a raise in that job was like to $26,000.
Yeah, you're like,
I
mean, I'm rich. Like,
yeah.
So technically, like, that's still below the poverty line.
Yeah.
After taxes.
But even now, like, when I look at what I'm making, I'm like, man, I wonder if I had started higher, like that could have like really set like a better like salary course.
You're at like what, 30 now?
Yeah, exactly. Finally made it up to 31 this year. So.
Yeah, living is good. But yeah, I think knowing your value translates into a lot of different ways. A lot of those things are not lessons that a young person like is going
to
learn. Like,
yeah, I mean, you I mean, have that's, to like, go through it.
Yeah, like that's like what I was making as well. And at first I was like, oh, I can survive on this. And yeah. I'm like, ugh.
You know what?
I cannot. I like got my brother to move in with me because like I couldn't live by myself.
Well, I lived in Uptown Charlotte and I still don't know how I
yeah.
ever
How'd
made
you
ends
do
meet.
That?
I don't. Well, I didn't go in anywhere. Like,
right.
I would shop my parents' pantry.
Sure.
I never went out on weekends. Like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I was very happy and felt like I was so fancy. But I'm like, I do not understand. I don't understand how that was possible either.
Because it's just living costs are crazy. But anyway, what else? You put this out on Instagram and I really liked it. And you put a nice little note in about how I see myself as young. So,
well, thanks. I called myself young. I called you not old. I just wanted to be sure.
But anyway, what did everyone else say?
Okay. Okay. So Amy, your Amy, says, take up a hobby you love doing, even if you think you'll look dumb doing it or if you won't be good at it. If doing that activity brings you joy, that's enough. Which I was like, totally.
That's very good.
That is great. Yeah. I did not really have a hobby. You know, I dabbled in lots of sports.
I always say reading. But yeah. That's not like...
To me, that is...
Knitting. Like that, yeah, yeah.
It's not like a tactile thing. I played lots of sports and I was never good at any of them. So right. I was like an athletic dabbler. Also, eat better food yesterday and floss your dumb teeth, which I thought was like very relatable.
Yeah, for sure. That's really good about hobbies.
Listener Mallory says, just go out with Greg, you doofus. Your friendship ends after high school anyway, and he was hot.
Oh, that's amazing.
And she said, too specific.
Nope.
Which was maybe my favorite of the day. So thank you, listener Mallory.
Yeah.
Which funny story about listener Mallory, just to give a shout out. She had a blog back in the day and I like fangirled so hard over her.
Really?
And then when she started following us, I like didn't tell her that I knew who she was.
Is this
and
how you telling her?
Yep. Here's my love letter to you, Amy. I think I've or Mallory. Dang it. Oh. Terrible fan.
Yeah.
I think I've actually told her via DMs. But then she shared that we talked about her in an episode and I'm like, I've been following you for years. So anyway, again, not stalking. Okay. Listener Sarah said, only date people who are nice, funny, kind, and that actually want to date you. The higher standards you have, the higher standard of relationship you'll also have, which boy, is that true? Because I dated some losers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I thought nobody wanted to date me. And so I dated anybody who wanted to date me.
Right.
And I stayed in long relationships with.
Really?
Yes.
I was never in a long relationship before Pisan.
I was almost proposed to.
Wow.
I found that out the night that I broke up with this guy. He was like, said, but I talked to your dad and I have a ring. And I was like, we are not on the same page.
Unrelated. This will be the end of our.
Yeah. I was like, you have got to go.
Wow.
Sarah continues, be as kind as possible and give the benefit of the doubt. I kind of cringe when I look back at how I handled some things.
I do that too.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
I think I have told the story before about when I left a job, I was really upset and wrote a blog post about it.
Yeah.
Now
that's so ballsy. Kind of respect that.
I mean, well, the relationship is mended now, which is why I do talk about it.
Right.
But boy, if I could talk to like 23-year-old me, I'm like, I know you're mad, but like, this is not the place for this.
Take a breath.
Yeah. Like, you do not.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are? Kind of like what you were saying, your boss said.
A Word doc.
Yes.
Save it to your computer.
Yeah. Like, whether I was upset or not, like, she deserved much higher respect than I paid her.
Well, and also, like, even if she didn't deserve respect, and this is a lesson that you learn with life and living, like, even if someone is like a D-bag, that's not.
Yeah. That
based
was not
your
situation,
story,
but
like, it could still come back to bite you.
Yeah.
Like,
there's just
it's
no need.
Better to just look like you left a situation as the, like, either say nothing or be the better person. That's a hard lesson to learn the hard way.
Yeah. Really, like, 22-year-olds about to graduate and start working, like, do not burn a bridge.
Yeah,
like,
publish
do
nothing.
Not burn a bridge.
Don't press publish on that. But, like, if you, like, went through it at over 100 words per minute, check with a person over 30 first.
Like, please let anyone else read it. Find
a
mentor.
That's my life rule. If you type that fast,
well, and if you don't want your entire coworker, like, organization to read it, don't post it.
Yeah.
Okay. Love of my life, Allison says, rest more, read more, relax more. Don't compare.
Don't compare.
My life doesn't need to look like anyone else's for it to be the greatest life for me, which, like,
that's
I'm going to get
so
all of that tattooed
good.
On my the back of my
anything
thigh.
Anything Allison says is, like, a future tattoo.
We can never have her on the podcast because y'all will just want to listen to her podcast.
For sure. That would be not good for us. But that is really good. The comparison game is worth a whole conversation in and of itself, and we talk about it a lot.
Yeah, because that isn't even, like, what I need to tell my younger self. That's what I need to tell, like, today's me.
Yeah, that's my advice for me as of this week.
Let's see. Jenna says, listen to your gut. If it feels off or you are working too hard to make something work, it isn't right.
Which is good.
Yeah. Oh, and bad boys are just that bad.
Yeah, which, exactly. Like, nothing is fun about like that kind of relationship.
Well, I think that the relationships, this is going to make me sound like a tool, so I'm sorry about it.
Cool.
Just try to be authentic, yeah. Not lead with 100%.
This is my authentic self. Take it or leave it.
But before David, I felt like I wanted to date people that I knew I was better than. That I could like fix.
Okay.
You know, like a lot of them had like damage.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wanted to be the fixer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that like sets such a terrible, like toxic dynamic for any kind of relationship. So yeah. I want to be like, okay, this is not right.
Yeah.
All right. Audrey says to loosen up, enjoy myself more, and not assume worst case scenario all the time. Then she added,
that's a good one too.
But I wouldn't have listened. I feel like only now at 40 am I really comfortable enough to take this advice.
Yeah, that's the sucky thing. Like I would love to tell myself to like loosen up. Like there are so many times that I have had in my past, like my family will just my mom listens, but like would laugh at me saying have had.
Yeah.
But like I've had such a hot temper.
Oh.
I feel like it's tempered way down. Now like I'm a way more patient individual about most things, but like it just like settle.
Well, and I would tell myself loosen up because I was such a stick in the mud and like probably still am to a degree. But like I was so legalistic about the things that I would and would not do to the point that it was like I enjoyed nothing because I was and I didn't even have to like partake in drinking before 21, which I didn't.
Right.
But it was like I didn't even put myself in situations. I like just held myself to this higher standard that like didn't exist in anyone's mind but me.
Right.
But anyway, I know I'm making it sound like I was a lot of fun to hang with when I was younger. Josephine said, stop seeking approval from people who don't see your value. I think that's especially important today with social media life. Live life for you and not the gram.
Yeah, that's so true. I was talking to you about this a little bit. One of us sent the other one, and I can't remember who sent her, an Instagram post by some encouraging Instagram account that was like, it was just talking about, I'm not going to get it nicely worded, but it was like, you can have a hobby just for yourself. Like you don't have to have a hobby as like a side hustle. And I was telling you earlier today, like, when it comes to gardening and my plants, like a lot of times I'm like, oh, I could take like a really nice picture. And then I'm like, I don't need to do this to show other people. Like I think like once or twice, one time I was late meeting you somewhere cause I was taking Instagram photos of my plants.
It was at the Y. Yeah.
But I mean, like, I'm like, this is also like just for me and that's okay. Like,
and it should be.
And like, it should be. Because once it fulfills me.
Well, once you try to monetize something, I think something is a little bit stripped away of like what it brings you. And that doesn't mean it's less fulfilling, but there's something that is either added on or taken away that like.
Yeah, well, even say I take a beautifully posed photo or like a laid out photo. At that point, like the second I either publish it to my feed, which I don't because it's not been a full month since I published the last one, or I put it on my stories, like at that point it loses, like it's not mine anymore. Like I'm putting it out there for everyone else to see and have their own opinion.
And then you're looking at likes, even if you don't think about it.
Oh, I wonder who looked at this. Even if I don't care who looked at it, like I'm just like, oh, well, this many people, someone looked at this one and then didn't go on to the next one.
That's what gets me. I'm like, I don't really care who looks at my stories, but if I'm going back to watch them and I see like 158 people looked at one and then the next one, it was like 126.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did I lose you? This is great content.
50 of you are D-bags.
Sorry you hate my kids.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I mean, it's
sociopaths.
For sure. I mean, the 50 fewer people you need in your life, if we're being honest.
That's true.
But I mean, like, I don't need that. Like, I don't need you seeing my perfect. I set my home up the way I want it for me.
Yeah.
And like, I obviously sent a photo to 16 of my closest friends.
And it looks good, Hannah.
I do need validation.
How many times do I have to tell you?
Like,
it looks fine.
I do want
to
be clear. I need validation. Like, that's not even. I do need validation. But like, I need it from people I know.
It's choosing the right people.
Like, I'm like, Caroline, Amanda, Mom, Passan. Like, everyone. Yeah. Like, there's a checklist of people that I'm like, do you see my living room? What do you think? Do you like my rug? Should I put my rug here? Like, that's just me and that's going to happen. And I have no chill about that. But like, that's still mine. Like, I'm still doing it for me. It's still a back and forth. It's not like, however.
Well, because the opinion matters. And that also means that like, Okay, this example isn't going to go well with your plants, but let's say you get
like the way you said your plants, but
way
okay.
too into your plants to the point that like you're neglecting your children.
Impossible, but okay.
You know what I'm saying? Those people who would validate like good for you for having a hobby, if you like took it way too far, would also be the people saying
totally.
Like,
yeah,
you're going too far with this. Yeah. You know, like,
or
like
they
let's
would
say,
be like I sent my sister-in-law a picture of my setup yesterday and she's like, that photo frame doesn't look good there. And it's like, and she's like, well, she's like, cute, move that. And yeah. I'm like, yeah, like that's like the back and forth I'm looking for. I know.
Well, yeah. And you know, you think about like a conversation has been a lot these days about like influencers and how like Insta stories have kind of made or broken some because mm-hmm. like what they put in their feed, maybe like they are cheapened by what they put in their stories because like you see like yeah. more of their true selves or right. whatever. And it's like, hopefully they have enough people in their lives to say, like, they may have been getting the validation from the wrong place and not enough people were saying, like, no, 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 be you
right,
or this
right.
doesn't need to be shared or whatever.
Right.
And so there is something valuable about having, like, because if I take a super cute picture of the girls, I have, like, six people that I send it to
yeah,
immediately
that's true.
That I text
yeah.
it to.
Yeah.
And then I, like, we'll post it later, maybe.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, and... Yeah,
and then wait for stranger comments to roll in.
Obviously. It's usually me. I like the idea that, like, it's just for me.
Yeah.
And, like, it's not something I really figure... I mean, it's not something that a generation before ours would have really
yeah.
thought they would have had to deal with. But, like, I'm like, no one... Ha, 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 it's like a secret.
Well, no,
it's like
I feel
a secret
that
I have plants. I mean, it's not because I talk about it every day. But, like, you know, like, just the layout of my house. Like, the layout of my house is, like, pretty much a secret. Like, that's a security
yeah.
issue. Like, for these people who are, like, influencers who put, like, their houses on.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, you have thousands of people who now have access to, like, your exact home layout
right.
and know that you have rich, like, nice, bougie-ass things.
Yeah, that's why the Kardashians film fake exteriors of their houses.
That's amazing.
Side
I didn't
note,
know that.
One of Kris Jenner's exterior was used on a Hallmark Christmas movie this year, so.
Oh, wow.
You thought we weren't going to mention them
probably
two episodes in a row.
Kim and Kanye don't have stuff. They
right.
just have white walls
yeah,
in their
true.
House.
But... that's how I feel about like cooking is such a soother for me.
Yeah,
I love to
yeah.
cook, but I don't really, sometimes I post my groceries on Instagram cause whatever.
Yeah. But like every like 3 weeks when you do a
yeah.
haul, it's not like every,
but like I see people like post these beautiful pictures of their food and I want to be like, I do that like every night, but I'm like for who,
yeah,
who cares?
Right. No,
like, but
yeah,
who
yeah,
cares that
sure.
I feel like I need to prove that to somebody. Like I
right.
know that it serves me and
yeah, but
like
that
I need to make
me
it a
first
thing.
Too. Like if someone posts a good picture of their plants, I'm like, oh, I have that one, but then I'm
right.
like, it
and
doesn't
mine looks
matter.
Better.
Like,
who cares?
Great for them for
yeah.
posting it. Great for me for not posting it. That's the point. It's like
better for
whatever.
Me for not posting
better
for,
I am better. Ultimately, is the main point. That's what I want to tell my younger self.
You are better than everyone.
I'm better.
Own it.
Yeah.
All right, and then we have from Sarah, who says, "Don't date the older boy that causes you to isolate yourself from your friends." Which is really great. And don't choose anything that makes you isolate yourself from anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she said, but then again, do date him because you learned so much from that relationship, specifically what you don't deserve.
Right. That's a hard thing is because like a lot of these things we would warn our younger selves from made us who we are today.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So where do you really draw the line?
Well, is there anything that you would like cheer your younger self on for doing that either you're just glad because it made you who you are today or that you like would want to bring back into your life that you've lost?
That's a good question. Thank you for giving me tons of time to prepare for it. I would probably say like, I like that I have almost always been someone who just wants to have fun.
Yeah.
Because I just had like, I can't look back at my life. And I don't think I'm wrong. I don't look back and say there were like hard years for me up
mm-hmm.
until my kids are born. Am I right? But I mean, like not that's not even like I'm joking. Like these are still great years
yeah.
and I'm still learning a lot. But
so
like,
you had no trouble in your life?
No, I have had a easy life.
Great.
Is what I'm saying. Follow in my footsteps.
Okay,
but I just think I think that I have focused on like having friends and having fun, and
mm-hmm.
like I've had great friends in my life.
That's wonderful.
So, am I the better judge of character out
that's
of the two of us? Maybe.
Because I was no fun. I put way too much of myself out there.
As friends,
so,
I guess.
And got beaten up and dated losers.
Yeah.
So really.
I've gotten beaten up zero times.
All right, we're going to put out an Insta poll. Who would you rather be friends with? Caroline or Hannah?
Totally unfair. You're the only one who ever is on Instagram. No one knows me. Guys, I'm great.
You have our login.
Yeah. Wait till I see our stories. Look at me today, out with my plants. LOL. Don't mind my chip nail polish, like whatever they say.
No, that's on our Yum Mums page.
Oh, okay. Whoops. Revealed myself. Revealed my strategy.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else you want to cover?
Do you want to say what you would congratulate yourself on?
No, I do.
No, and commercial.
No, I do think those hard years built up a lot of resilience in me, yeah, which I'm really thankful for. I do think that I have lost some of that, like, don't think twice about how you're presenting yourself, mm-hmm, because I do feel very insecure in social settings. And okay, I didn't before then, but that's kind of just age too. Like, sure, I think you become more aware of people, mm-hmm, but I do think I put up more of a filter for myself. So yeah, okay, I do maybe wish that I were back at 100 right in your face.
I would love meanwhile, to see what 100 is like.
Meanwhile, I've dialed that back to 81%.
So. We're at 99.5 and you're welcome. Oh man. All right. Well, we'll take a quick break and be right back.
Okay. So I talked about normalizing breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Okay. I've done that in my house.
Sure.
The girls have seen me breastfeed.
Yeah.
I'm about to start thinking about weaning Jane Ellis, but
I guess you're a cruel person, but whatever.
right here, almost at one. Anyway.
She needs to eat for years, Caroline.
The girls are, well, Anna Blair is very into nipples.
Sure.
Because she sees it. She's also, we talk about not biting. Mm-hmm. So every time she sees Jane Ellis eating, she's like, Jane, bite your nipple. Like, she kind of talks like that, like real horse.
Okay.
Yeah, no, she's not biting it. She's yeah, sucking it. I don't know how. Well, she keeps trying to, like, nurse off of Norabeth.
Imagine being like an older sister, as I am, and having like such like just little sit like older siblings are heroes. This is what I'm saying. We put up with so much. Mom, well, no, tell my brothers I said that.
Well, my little sister is way cooler than me, so she's like, you have no idea.
Yeah,
what I put up with. Anyway, the other night I was putting Jane Ellis down, and I just heard Norbeth start screaming. And I went downstairs, and Anna Blair had, like, hidden herself in the drapes.
Oh, my gosh.
And Norbeth had, like, legit bite marks, like, on her nipple. And she was like, Anna Blair tried to bite my nipple. And so Anna Blair was like, did you? And she's like, oh, I wanted Jane milk.
What? She's like, I mean,
I don't know. I was just doing what I
this
thought
is
I
pretty
was doing.
Self-explanatory.
So listen, normalizing breastfeeding, sure, it sounds good.
Sure.
But sounds good.
Just feed a bottle and
think
no
about
one has to
think
deal
about
with
the
problems.
Your kids.
Yeah.
So
think
anyway,
about think about others. Think about the oldest siblings.
Make
we
other
suffer.
People comfortable with your choices.
Well, on that same vein, as you know, I like to normalize body acceptance and positivity.
Yes.
Which sounded like a good idea.
Okay.
Until it really hits back, because Maya recently said, I like your boobs on your stomach.
So
and
good.
I just said thank you and so cried good. After she left the room.
I'd forgotten that she said that. That's like the best thing I've ever
heard. I know.
Heard.
And it was after we had already recorded our episode where I was like, I don't think I would get breast enhancement surgery. And I'm like, no.
Maya listened to that and she was like, hey.
Yeah. She was like, are you
here,
sure?
I got you a Groupon for
Here's
it.
A number. You might want, like, I'm like, all right. I recently read someone sent me a page about their, I think you talked about this on that episode, where someone, like, there's such a thing as, like, a mommy makeover.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. Sign me I'm up. Not going to do, she's two. I'm not going to deal with these kind of comments for the next however many years, all of her years, like, for my whole life. This is it. This is the rest of my life. Like, no, I'm done. Like, I have a lot to say about body positivity until it's turned around on me, so.
That's good.
That's where I'm at.
Cool, well. From boobs to
always back to boobs.
We'll hey, don't be a boob. Leave us a review.
Nice.
Cool.
You're good with those.
Yeah, I feel like it. All right. Well,
rate, review, subscribe, share with your friends.
We'll see
Sharing
you.
Sharing is caring.
Good. We'll see you back next week.